was born in Bethlehem. Children, obey your parents. The Lord is good to all.
They are
precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Do that which is right and good. Be kind. The golden rule is Jesus's rule, the rule that He gave to all. He wants us each to keep this rule, His children, the large and small. Golden rule, this rule that teaches me to do to others as I would love to others do unto me. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children, God is
the gospel.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Be doers of the word, not hearers only.
As He was meant to do to you, Do ye even to them likewise.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Everybody sing, Hosanna, sing. Seeking, 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 make me fisher a man, I pray. Hallelujah, make me fisher a man. Keep me seeking, 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 seeking souls till Jesus comes again. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Everybody sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King.
Happiness is to know the Savior living our life within His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if teardrops start. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Psalms 24:1-5.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, two or three, amen.
books of the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity never faileth, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
My Jesus, te oce de credenza de avent. Dioce dar care vidu et filia, mai presus de minum de tari de cunum, mai presus de oce eubilia, mai presus de minum de tari de cunum, mai presus de oce
Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Jesus is the rock of my salvation. is love.
Did you know?
The 1040 window contains one-third of the world's landmass, but two-thirds of the world's population lives there. 90% of the people living in the 1040 window are unevangelized, and less than 10% of the global missionary force is working there.
Most of the people in the 1040 window have never met a Christian, seen a Bible, or entered a church.
More people live in India than in Central America, North America, and South America altogether. The population of Hindus alone is approximately 3 times larger than the population of the United States.
Only 7.5% of the population in Australia attend church services regularly.
Of the 11,200 people groups in the world, 6,600 are still considered unreached.
There may be as many as 50 different tribes in the Amazon rainforest who have never had contact with the outside world.
In 1989, there were only 4 known Christians living in Mongolia. That country now has an estimated 10,000 believers.
About 24 nations in Europe have less than 1% of the population as evangelicals, and of these 11 have less than 0.2%.
Africa is the poorest and most underdeveloped of all the continents. In Sub-Sahara, the average poor person is estimated to live on just 70 cents a day.
The term unreached has been applied to peoples where less than 2% of the total population is evangelical Christian. If this is the case, then Quebec is considered unreached.
The country with the most rapid Christian expansion ever is China, where there are 10,000 new Christian converts every day.
In a 2005 poll, only 52% of European Union citizens responded that they believe there is a God.
Approximately 90% of all cases of malaria occur in Africa. 3,000 African children die each day from its effects.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
I will never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I will never zoom o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I will never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I will never zoom o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
I may never take a trip to Mexico, ride a donkey oh so slow, eat a juicy taco. I may never wear a big sombrero, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Si, senor.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Si, senor.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Si, senor.
I may never take a trip to Mexico, ride a donkey oh so slow, eat a juicy taco. I may never wear a big sombrero, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Si, senor.
Path of Jesus, walk where his footsteps lead, keep in his beaming presence every counsel heed. Watch while the hours are flying, ready some good to do, quick while his voice is calling, yield obedience true. Take up the cross of Jesus, share in the shame he bore, self and the world.
and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy.
He will not choose pride, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you.
Romans 3:10-23. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
2 Corinthians 6:16. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
2 Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Lord, prepare me to be a missionary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Be a living missionary for you.
One thing we can learn about Paul is that he was courageous and brave, and he was not afraid to risk his life for the Lord. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
These past 2 weeks, we were able to go over the life of Paul. Something that we learned was that Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
What we learned this Bible school year was that Paul kept his word of God throughout his life while preaching. Acts 16:31 says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 31:5 says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
I really learned that Paul was a gracious man, and followed Jesus throughout his life. John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater man than this, that may let man lay down his life for his friend. Romans 10:9. That thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Well, thank you, each one, teachers. Appreciate that very much. You know, I had to think that as we're doing this whole thing, so much of this was all about Christ and pointing to him. And there's one song, actually, that the seventh grade had that I thought was really, really concluded the whole thing. And that was, Lord, prepare me to be a missionary. Isn't that what we're all about? We are to be missionaries here on this earth. God created us to glorify him, and we need to do that. So I want to thank each one again very much for all the hard work you put into this. And may God richly bless you. And the children also, just thank you very much for all that you did. We had a wonderful year, I thought. So at this time, I'll turn the rest of the time over to Brother Joe for his closing comments.